Hi, this is Dawn with MovieNightTrafficLight.com, bringing you what's happening in theaters. And the first movie is a DVD, Bridge of Spies. Back in the day during the Cold War, the CIA recruited an unlikely guy to negotiate with the Soviet Union to release our captured pilot, Tom Hanks, who was just an insurance lawyer.
They've got our guy, they've got their spy.
We want you to negotiate the swap.
Do you know how people will look at us? The family of a man trying to free a traitor?
Every person matters.
Why aren't we hanging him? He's a spy!
Don't go Boy Scout on me. We don't have a rule book here.
We call it the Constitution.
So the bad stuff from back in the day, the complete certainty that at any moment the Russians might send us a token of their dissatisfaction and totally annihilate the entire United States with nuclear bombs, very bad. But then there was good stuff too, leadership and governments that could actually make decisions and get stuff done, can you even imagine? And all of that was brought to incredible life in this movie by Steven Spielberg and Tom Hanks. It was spellbinding, intriguing, and completely realistic without being too scary, dark, or depressing. It's actually genius movie making and impeccable acting. This is how movies should be done. But the thing that astounds me most with these kind of historic movies, all of this really happened. Amazing! So in our movie Night Traffic Light, Bridge of Spies on DVD is a green light. And now into a movie about nothing true at all, it's Pride and Prejudice and Zombies. Well, what if back in the day, you know, during Jane Austen's beautiful stories of romance and complications? Well, what if all of that was more complicated by zombies? Yes, zombies.
It began with the Black Plague. Within weeks, the dead began to rise, hunting for human flesh. Now, the few of us that are left have only one way to survive. We must bring the fight to them.
My daughters are trained for battle, sir, not the kitchen.
Now, I have to say, the idea of a period movie set in a gorgeous place, with amazingly beautiful costumes where men are brave enough to fight and protect, and the women have skills of their own, and it's all wrapped around the trials and tribulations of romance, now that sounds pretty good to me. So how could you possibly make such a movie even better, more exciting, a story that would capture you and keep you on the edge of your seat just waiting for that extreme moment to come to make it all worthwhile? Add a gorgeous vampire or two, not a bunch of ravenous zombies with very bad table manners and no personal hygiene. Seriously, that's just ridiculous. It's like putting a blob of spinach on top of a hot fudge sundae. Bad idea, bad movie. So under Movie Night Traffic Light, Pride and Prejudice and Zombies is a red light. For more movie information, go to MovieNightTrafficLight.com and enjoy the movies.